Hey now, Mark Viviano, WJZ sports director, out of practice every day. The Ravens play the Packers. And, well, what's going on? What about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Rodgers is going to play.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Rodgers did not play in their preseason opener, and they've installed a new offense under Matt LaFleur. So he's actually going to get about a quarter.
What?
So you're going to see Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Killer, man. That means people better get there early.
Well, yeah, see the first quarter, because that's probably what you're going to see Lamar Jackson as well.
Right.
I mean, he may play a little bit more than he did last week. We'll see. But, yeah, if you want to see first team versus first team, first quarter is the time to be there for this game, for sure.
Well, they ran over Jacksonville, but wasn't that the twos out there? Jacksonville didn't play any starters, did they?
That's correct. Yeah, they rested most of their guys. Still, what you're looking for is consistent execution, regardless of who's on the other side, because they're wearing a different uniform and they don't know exactly what you're running.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, in your training camp practices where there's much more familiarity. So in that regard, they were consistent, they were strong, they were dominant, regardless. It's still warm-up, but it's effective warm-up, and it certainly can be something they can build on moving toward this Green Bay team, which is going to try to put up more of a fight, probably use more of their starters, which tends to build toward the third preseason game. The first three games are the ones that matter. The fourth one is usually the one that's the extraneous one.
Right, yeah. So what do you expect from the Ravens? Because Lamar Jackson has looked good in practice throwing the ball. Everybody's worried about, can he throw out routes and things like that? What do you see?
Yeah, that consistency is the word that comes up. And he was fairly pleased, and the coaches were as well, with what he did against Jacksonville. And so far, we've seen a guy who has dedicated much of his time off season and this preseason toward building that consistent delivery and style of pass that his receivers can anticipate, you know, coming out of his hand. And that's really it. I mean, granted, there's going to be a whole lot of other things about this offense that they're not unveiling in the preseason. It's going to be a lot of speed, and we haven't seen Marquise Brown. Not likely to see him against the Packers yet, but there are a lot of elements to add to this, and speed is the top component they want to bring when they start this regular season.
And I heard he's just fast as lightning, and I stood next to him out of the stadium practice, and we're with Mark Viviano. Mark, he came up to like my shoulder, and I'm 5'8". So what's going on? He's going to be like crawling between people's legs out there.
A little lightning, you know, kind of, I think we saw some of that with Ray Rice, a guy who, you know, small in size, but
yeah,
certainly built strong, who could hide behind offensive linemen. And your point is well taken. That you're talking about a wide receiver here. This
yeah.
is a guy who's going to be going against some bigger defensive backs. But you know what? You can't hurt him if you can't catch him. And
right.
he's got speed. And obviously that is his greatest asset. And obviously he has to be able to hold on to the passes. And don't be surprised, just to get the ball in his hand, you know, even some of those, you know, what they call jet sweeps, where they hand off to a running back in motion. Anything to get him the ball to where he can, you know, create havoc for a defense.
WJZ Sports Director Mark Viviano, what do you see from Trace McSorley? Is he going to make the team in some other capacity other than quarterback?
Good question. You know, because Robert Griffin III is scheduled to be ready for the start of the regular season. I think it's going to be tough for McSorley. You know, he's doing what he can. You know, he was their last draft pick. As it stands, I don't see it as likely that he makes it. But if they've got other plans for him offensively, if they could work him in somehow, maybe he could earn a spot. I think it's going to be an outside shot for him, to be honest.
Man, he doesn't bring anything like Hill does down there to compliment Drew Brees or anything like that?
Yeah, you would like to. I think in an ideal world, you would. But, you know, with this offense that they have now with Lamar, maybe that would have worked better with a quarterback like Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
But you want Lamar with the ball as much as possible. We'll see. You know, I like the guy. I appreciate his grit, and I would root for him. I just think it's a numbers game for him right now. He may be a practice squad guy. We'll see.
Right. Mark Viviano. Hey, man, we'll see you out there tomorrow night. Have fun. It's fun. You know, the preseason, it's still football for a minute, and then, you know, then you walk around.
Have a good one, Stash. I'll see you out there, brother.
All right, Mark. Mark Viviano, thanks, man. I appreciate you.